The Eighth Amendment to the Constitution prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, and that's been interpreted in the courts to entitle prisoners to reasonably adequate health care.
Prisoners can't take care of their own health care needs. They can't go to the doctor themselves. They're locked up. So the state is legally required to provide for their medical and mental health and dental care needs.
David Fati is the director of the ACLU National Prison Project. In 2012, the ACLU sued the state on behalf of a plaintiff class of Arizona prisoners, alleging that the health care provided by the Department of Corrections was so bad that it violated the Eighth Amendment. Jonathan Trethaway is a member of that plaintiff class. He says cruel and unusual is an understatement.
You're made to feel less than human, and you're being neglected, and you're being mentally abused. It feels like you're being tortured.
He spent 7 years in the Department of Corrections struggling with major health issues. After his release, Trethaway founded the Atlas Justice Center to help advocate for the rights of the incarcerated. At a recent board meeting in a Tempe coffee shop, he thinks back to when he first started having symptoms in a Tucson prison.
In my lower left stomach, I was having really sharp pains, and when I would push on that area, I would feel a mass and the pain would increase.
When he started seeing blood in his stool, he put in what's called a health needs request. DOC's own policies say after submitting a request, prisoners are supposed to be seen by a registered nurse within 24 hours. But Trethaway says it was 6 months before he got a response, and two more before he saw a physician.
Who looked at me, asked me to lift my shirt, said that I looked healthy, and then gave me ulcer medication.
The physician told him the swelling in his stomach was probably just gas, but it got worse. Vomiting, cold chills, night sweats. Months went by, and Trethaway's condition got so bad his fellow inmates threatened to riot if he didn't receive medical attention. By the time DOC finally got him to the hospital, it turns out it wasn't gas. It was colon cancer.
My tumor had metastasized to the point where it completely blocked off my intestines, and that's why I was getting sick and got septicemia.
But Trethaway would go on to fight both the cancer and the system. He joined the plaintiff class in Parsons v. Ryan that ended up settling with the Department of Corrections. In 2015, a federal court mandated the DOC comply with 103 stipulations to improve conditions in the state prison healthcare system. But the ACLU's David Fati says recent hearings show that the DOC, which is monitoring its own compliance, just isn't getting the job done.
The picture that is emerging is of a haphazard, make-it-up-as-you-go-along system.
In a statement, DOC says, quote, the ACLU's allegations are unsupported by the evidence. And at a recent status hearing, the state claimed it met the standard for timely access to care for the month of January at all the state prisons it sampled. But Fati says if you look at the same data over the course of a year, DOC is woefully non-compliant. He says recent witness testimony shows that the monitors need more guidance and direction, and that their sampling model is anything but random.
I'm reminded of the saying, garbage in, garbage out. If the monitoring isn't being done properly and consistently and rigorously, then the results are meaningless.
DOC contracts with a private healthcare provider called Corizon Health. Spokesperson Martha Harbin says that claims of Corizon and DOC putting off diagnoses and delaying access to treatment are unfounded.
To the contrary, what makes good medical sense and good business sense is excellent and proactive preventive care.
Prison health is public health.
Mark Stern teaches correctional health care in the School of Public Health at the University of Washington. He says even if you don't really care about their rights, keeping prisoners healthy serves everyone's interest.
So that when they come back to society, to the community, they're healthier, they contribute, they don't use up hospitals and emergency rooms and jails. That's a way of caring for ourselves.
Jonathan Trethaway is a testament to that line of thinking. His cancer is in remission, and he's devoted his life to helping others. Because honestly, he feels lucky to be alive.
The yards are full of people with cancer and medical conditions. You see it everywhere. It's so commonplace in prison. And you really feel like you have no voice.
He says it's up to society to speak for them. And it's the responsibility of the state to live up to the Parsons settlement so that prisoners are treated with the dignity and respect they deserve. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.